This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, a sampling of some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town. If you've wondered, Morning Edition host Sotirios Johnson is Greek, and he likes to check out all things Greek the city has to offer. This weekend, he's planning on watching a documentary at the Quad Cinema called Both Sides of the Aegean. Sotirios describes this time in history right after World War I.
When more than a million ethnic Greeks living in what became Turkey were forced to move to Greece, and about a half million Muslims living in Greece were forced to pick up and move to Turkey. And it really left a mark on not only that part of the world, but also descendants of those who were displaced almost 100 years ago now.
And as a connoisseur of all things Greek in New York City, where do we eat?
Well, I think if you want Greek, you got to go to Astoria. I mean, you don't have to go to Astoria, but I like to go to Astoria because the restaurants there are just so many of them and there's such a variety. You get great Greek food at not Manhattan prices. So I always head to Astoria when I'm looking for Greek.
From Astoria to Harlem on Sunday for the Sugar Hill Market. That's where you'll find Jennifer Russell, who's New York Public Radio's Senior Director of Publicity.
So I think it's going to be a lot of artisans from Harlem and the surrounding area. It's really a very artistic community up there, and this event is to harness all of the energy happening in Harlem right now.
Are you looking for anything specific?
I am just looking to meet other neighbors and hopefully to find some home furnishings. We just moved to the neighborhood in the last year, so I would love to have Harlem represented actually in the apartment.
And it's also a good weekend to get out of the apartment. WNYC reporter Ilya Maritz sometimes doesn't want the hassle and expense of a night out in Manhattan, so he suggests a Brooklyn nightlife tour.
Jalopy would be the first stop on our nightlife tour. It's this great little bluegrass venue on Columbia Street, and shows are really reasonably priced, and you can show up on a Friday or Saturday night, and you're guaranteed to see something really special. From there, once you've seen a show, I would then move on to Sonny's, all the way at the end of the Red Hook Peninsula. Just great old kind of fisherman's bar. It's been restored since Sandy.
I was going to say, wasn't that really damaged since Sandy, but he brought it back.
Yeah, they were damaged in Sandy, and the team behind the bar brought them back. You know, it's always crowded on a Friday night, but it's never unbearable. And there's always just this, like, I don't know, just warm, fun, friendly atmosphere. It really feels more like a small town than the big city.
Visit WNYC.org to get more information on our weekend staff picks. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.